All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Before we put Hickey on the screen, as Hot Take Hickey is here with us, we'll play our interview with Puka Nacua, by the way, coming up 40 minutes from now. Stu, can you just put me up on the screen and only me up on the screen? Ah, well, this monitor is not working today or not set up correctly, so never mind. I was going to have Hickey just observe something and see something because you are usually our fashion guy. You could look at my computer real quickly.
Okay.
So turn on your microphone.
I am
Let's
looking
pretend
at...
like we've done this before. This shirt looks horrible on camera. You would agree, correct, Amundo? It looks like it's on backwards, but it's not. It looks terrible. It's like wrinkly. It's like weird in the middle. It's just that it's not a good looking shirt, and it's annoying me.
The angle, I don't know if it's leaning over, exacerbates the problem, but it
terrible.
Does look like... I mean, it's not... I
but
wouldn't have probably noticed.
It's terrible. It's someone mentioned in the YouTube chat... And I realized it, and now it's just annoying me.
It does look like it's sort of backwards, I would agree.
Yeah, I don't know. And when I was large, like fat, I got a lot of compliments in this shirt when I would go out. I've lost a ton of weight since then, so I would think, oh, this shirt would look great sitting down, and now it doesn't look good.
Size down.
Isn't a big shirt.
Was that performance?
Yeah.
A little dry fit action?
It's a polo.
Well, it's not like normal cotton material. It's like a little sweat wicking.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of it.
I don't know. But you're like the fashion czar around here.
Wow. Bar is low.
The standard is so low.
Very low. Holy smokes.
You wear like some shirts from Montauk and you do your hair nicely and then people look at you like you're the fashion guy.
Here. Well, when Puka Nacua, I heard, was coming on to make sure my hair was looking good. That guy's got some good flow.
He does.
I don't want to be too embarrassed. I can't hold his candle.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You're not a professional athlete. Like, you're one of those guys, because you played a little high school football, you think, like, you're this great athlete. You know, we have a few other people around here that think that, too. But Puka Nacua is, like, had one of the great... If it wasn't for C.J. Stroud, he would have been easily the offensive rookie of the year.
Right. What does that have to do with hair?
I'm just saying, like, you comparing yourself to Puka Nacua... Like, his genes are different than us simpletons, than us regular folks.
Like, you see plenty of athletes with some bad hairlines, I will say.
Sure.
Athletically gifted, absolutely. But follically gifted? No.
Sure, but when you're comparing yourself to someone like Puka Nacua, no offense, even though you have great hair, Hickey, you're not in the same league as Puka Nacua.
That's what I said. I said I wanted to do it up. I didn't want to get too embarrassed.
Oh, okay.
I can't compete. I just didn't want to like get blown out of the water 55-0. I'll lose by, you know, three touchdowns, 55-25.
Okay. Yeah.
But I just didn't want to, you know, just get in a total... Dragged all across the field, embarrassment.
All right, I got two questions for you in the NFL, but I will put them on the back burner. Right now, I got a few college football questions for you right now. And I always appreciate your college football insight. That's why I like to bring you on during the football season. You can listen to Ryan Hickey. Hick at Night on many of these same affiliates, Sunday evening from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern time. And you could also hear him throughout the week as the EP for the JR Sport Brief Extravaganza, the show that follows us. Heisman Trophy voting. So, as a voter, you get a ballot online, and it's a first place, second place, third place vote. That's all you get. And you got to write in who's your first, second, and third place vote. If you had to cast that vote today, go from 3-1. Not 1-3, 3-1. How would you be voting for the Heisman Trophy?
I would say number three would be... Travis Hunter.
Okay.
Number two.
Let me ask you.
Sure.
Travis Hunter, he would have been higher up, but it's the last 2 weeks he's been hurt.
It's also I think part of it is contributing to winning, and I think the other two have directly contributed to winning more than Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's been tremendous.
So Travis Hunter, three. Okay. He would be one of my three.
Dylan Gabriel, two.
Okay.
And I would right now, which I don't think this is how it will end, but right now, at this point in the season, I would put Ashton Jensen number one.
Good job.
Probably going to lead Boise State to the playoff. If that continues, he's literally untackleable. Tackleable? I hope that's a word. If not,
yeah,
we just made it up. Yeah. He, to me, right now, is the best player in college football.
And the three games I'm most excited for this weekend, and I'll comment on your Heisman picks in just a second, UNLV, this week, I should say, UNLV and Boise State, tomorrow... Pitt's game up against Syracuse. I cannot wait for that one.
Interesting.
And then on Saturday, LSU, A&M. Those are the three games.
We have five ranked on ranked matchups. Where's the Pitt-Syracuse intrigue for you coming in from?
I love the sound bites from both of these coaches, Fran Brown and also Pat Narduzzi. I'm intrigued by both of the quarterbacks. I know it's going up against an Amazon Prime game, but it's a football game in an isolated spot in college football. And I think that a lot of people are assuming Miami's going to win the ACC. I'm not ruling out Clemson, obviously, and I'm not ruling out Pitt. Pitt has had some great comebacks this year where it just feels like there's some magic with them. So I'm just curious where Syracuse is a good program. They got a lot of talent this offseason with Fran Brown and Elijah Robinson being there. How that? I think that's just going to be a good game, a good physical football
game. I think it will. No, both teams have definitely exceeded expectations without a doubt. And like,
and
so
I'm
there's
a football
real
junkie, that's why.
Look, I'm watching the game too, don't get me wrong. I would not put that as a top three game of the weekend.
So
that's all.
So do you agree with the other two being in?
UNLV, Boise State, again, that's intriguing. In terms of top three, no.
It would folks at KTIK, you can find Ryan at Ryan _Hickey3. Trash him, he's a dope.
Come at me, sure, I'll be there. It's Ashton,
run through his mentions like you're Ashton Gentry for crying out loud, all right?
But there's a lot of intriguing. This is a really good weekend of college football. I'm excited for it.
You're pumped up for Alabama, Missouri, like every other Tom, Dick, and Harry?
No, I am not. But Notre Dame, Navy, I am very intrigued by.
Okay.
Very intrigued
How by. About, by the way, Navy and Army both being ranked.
Yes.
Both being undefeated. Both, we talk about Heismans. Both quarterbacks being Heisman hopefuls. Daly's going to join us tomorrow.
Very nice.
Bryson Daly.
Very cool.
He's supposed to join us today. It's going to be tomorrow. And then Horvath's been a good player as well. Both of those schools, we always know they have their game in the isolated spot, and it's a tremendous rivalry with the pageantry and all that. And it's a wonderful game. But they could play the week prior in the American Athletic Conference Championship game. You could see that twice.
You could.
Back-to-back weeks.
You absolutely could. And one... Both maybe in the playoff. Like they both play Notre Dame.
They both won't make the playoff.
If they both beat Notre Dame, what if they split Army Navy? What if we're talking about two?
Oh, then they split the matchups.
12-1 teams.
Well, here's the thing.
I mean, tough to leave them out.
But is that matchup after Army Navy? Does it even like? Would they wait? Like, let's say if like Army beats Navy in the American Athletic Conference Championship game, the bracket is usually released. Even before Army plays Navy. So would they wait is my question.
They might have to. I mean, this is a first for everything. Right? We've never seen Army or Navy in the BCS contention, in the four-team playoff contention. I don't see how you can... How can you release a... If they have... Literally, they have one game left on their schedule. You can't release a bracket.
I don't know. Maybe they can.
Again, if Navy loses to Notre Dame this weekend and... things could play out, but there's a chance if they both beat Notre Dame.
Do you think
have a
Notre Dame's losing to Navy?
I do not. I think Navy's run defense is very concerning, and I think Notre Dame's will stop them enough. I think Notre Dame will win and cover, but I still am intrigued. Like Navy's running through everybody. Now the schedule stinks, and so does Army's, but they're also dominating everybody they play.
Okay, one problem I have with your ballot so far for your Heisman.
Okay, what's
so
that?
So you had Ashton Gentry one.
Yes.
No problem. You had number three. No, hold on. I know the order. I'm going.
I'm just trying to help you out. That's all.
I'm getting to the point. Number three, you had Travis Hunter. Don't have a problem with. Two, Dylan Gabriel. Right now, not at the end of the season. It could be different. I don't think Dylan Gabriel's had a Heisman moment yet. I don't think he's had a Heisman moment yet. I know that they just had a great win up against Ohio State.
Yeah, they did.
But I would still give the edge right now to Cam Ward. Over Dylan Gabriel.
What would you say his Heisman moment then was?
What about you could go the moment against Louisville, right? With just the high octane offense and all those performance and all those, all the points. I could also go, I can't say the Virginia Tech game. You know, it's a fair point. It is.
I think Heisman moment's a little overblown,
fair. So it's a great question that you just brought up. I just think statistically, Cam Ward has been a better quarterback than Dylan
Absolutely.
Gabriel.
There's no argument. I mean,
from
he's
start
on
to finish
track
right
to
now.
Put that, up some numbers that are...
That's why, even though you're right, Ward will eventually need that moment too. But when you're looking at a tiebreaker, I just will lean to the statistically better quarterback. That was a good discussion. It was a good point that you just brought up.
Oh, good. That's what I'm trying to bring.
And it's one of those moments where you're like, oh, look at this idiot gas bag on the radio that's talking right now. Talking about me.
Oh, I was going to say. You. I'm like, geez.
Not you. No, I'm saying that about me. I wouldn't say that about you. Come on.
That's right.
Only
on Tuesdays.
Yeah. Only on Tuesdays. All right, let's get to the NFL. Well, actually, one more in college, and then we'll get to the NFL. The 12-team format.
Yes.
If it was still only four, who would your four teams be today to get into the college football playoff? It was only a four-team format. Because I just did Take Five Wednesday. Jeez. It was tough to get to five. Like, I went Oregon, Georgia 1-2. After that, like, Penn State 3, Ohio State 4, and I begrudgingly put Miami at 5 just because they're undefeated. Today, if the playoff was tomorrow, who are your four teams in? If it was,
I definitely would agree.
Format.
Oregon, Georgia for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put Penn State. I'm just trying to think, is there anybody? Cause I like what the Big 12 is doing. Iowa State, but there's no.
Rocco Beck.
They've also been a little up and down, like Miami. I guess I would put Miami in. There's not a team
and
that
look
I right
difficult
now.
Difficult that is.
Look, it's also halfway through
four.
The year, but yeah,
I get
no.
it, but it's four. You're 1-2, and then it's like, oh, humming.
Are you saying that's a bad thing, though?
I just think it shows that going to 12, even though it will work because it's college football, it was too big of a jump. I didn't think going from, I know why it happened, but going from 4 to 12, I just think it's unnecessary.
How many teams do you think this year can win a national title?
This year?
This year. With what we've seen, with how teams are playing. So I would argue this year is the perfect year for a 12-team playoff.
Maybe
there's no elite team.
Honestly, maybe four.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oregon, Georgia, and then after that, oh.
You don't think Ohio State can win a national title?
I do. I trust Ryan Day in a big moment.
Texas.
Nope. Texas and Ohio State would have been the next two I would have given you.
Miami.
No.
Penn State.
No.
Iowa State.
No.
I'm trying to think here. What else off the top of my head? LSU with how they're playing.
If Kelly beats A&M, different story. Maybe I have to start believing in them.
Indiana.
No.
Okay.
I think I'll give you credit, though. And I gave you credit earlier in the week. You were all over the Indiana hype train last week. You may have mushed the Mets, which, by the way, I'm very upset with you with the Mets, which we'll get to in just a second, with your inconsistent, fraudulent messaging, which we'll get to in just a second. But Indiana, you said last week, they could make the playoff. And they should lose still to Ohio State. I know their quarterback's out for at least a week, maybe more than that. We'll see. But with the schedule they had, they should be a one-loss team and they'd be in the playoff.
They should. 11-1, maybe even the Big Ten title game. We'll see how it breaks. But yeah, no, they got the schedule and they're steamrolling everybody.
Okay.
I think this is open. I think the 12-team playoff this year is, there's no elite team, which I think makes it fun and exciting, unpredictable, yeah. Which college football has not been for a long time.
Okay. You think it makes it unpredictable?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The 12-team playoff this year?
Last year, you picked against who every step of the way? Who'd you pick last
Michigan?
Year? Yeah. If it was so predictable.
Last year's open, too.
Oh, come on. I told you that Michigan was going to win it all.
College football, for the most part, there's been two or three teams every single year. You crapped on them the entire way.
You
probably knew
USC,
before the year.
You picked to win it all. Come on. Right. I thought college football was so predictable in the old. It's not. See, you got me once. This is what happened. You got me once in the conversation.
No,
I got you
up
once.
Until the last two or three years. It has been very predictable.
It's 1-1.
Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia. It's very like, there's yeah, no cause intrigue.
We all saw Clemson beating Alabama for sure
a few years ago. That's not an upset.
No. One of the, I'm talking about the first time it happened.
Even coming
I'm
off
just
of
saying,
the national title year.
Everyone
surprised.
Everyone had it though, right? Oh.
They were what, number 2 that year?
They lost the game the year before.
Right, and so you think that's not that they won the national title the next year?
I'm not saying it's an oh my goodness
upset. Not a surprise.
I'm not saying it's oh my goodness upset, but not every Tom, Dick, and Harry had it predicted.
Wow. Okay, that's fascinating. Wow, the team that loses in the
I'm just saying, not everyone had it. You missed their college football so predictable. You had Penn State win a national championship last year. What happened to them?
Never did.
In the playoffs. Drunk as a skunk walking out of the Rose Bowl.
Playoff.
Please.
Couldn't beat the two teams that they needed to beat.
You pick Oklahoma and USC, wherever Lincoln Riley. How about your boy Lincoln Riley? Jeez.
USC should fire him.
Wow. I'm not disagreeing.
No,
but
their teams are not
Lincoln
tough.
Riley's usually your guy.
I was a big Lincoln Riley fan, and now you're seeing he doesn't produce a tough team, and you need to have a tough team in the Big Ten.
Gerard, man.
They're getting bullied around, and he's shown no reason to turn it around.
Let me get to the Mets. Here's why I'm annoyed with you. After game four, you're like, okay, I'm finally starting to think the Mets are in trouble. It's over. Then in game five,
toast.
Follow me. We're going to win. We're going to come on back. We're going to win it all. You can't tell me they're going to win it all, then jump off the bandwagon, then jump back on. It would have been better. I'm really convinced that the Mets would be in the World Series if you would have just stayed off.
Stayed off what, Twitter?
No. If you just stayed off the bandwagon. Oh, it happened against Milwaukee. You said Alonzo's going to home run, and then you said Alonzo's cooked, and then boom, he hits a home run. The Mets, you said they were going to win it all, then you said they're cooked. And then if you didn't say they were going to win it all again, I really do believe they win Game 6. Winker would have got a base hit, and they would have won.
I think they would have won the World Series. They got hits with runners in scoring position and threw strikes as pitchers. That's not my fault.
Well, they forgot how to swing because they had the Hickey Hex working against them. Okay, NFL-wise, two things for you. Where are you at in Gerard Mayo? 7 games in, where are you at?
I'm not panicking. I don't understand why there's even a discussion. He called them soft. Are they playing? I don't think that's a diss. This team stinks.
Here's my problem with it. And I had very low expectations for this team before the start of the year. There's a difference between bad and being embarrassing. Gerard Mayo has created so many distractions. If he would have called them soft and then would have said right after that, and it starts with me, I'm the head coach, okay, I would have been fine with it. But he was calling out his players, which is fine, but you don't have the clout in this league yet to call out your players, in my opinion. You have not done a good enough job as a head coach, and that defense has done a complete 180 with similar talent. I know Judon's not there. I know Barmore had the injury, had the unfortunate blood clots, but that defense has been terrible, terrible this year. So to me, that was my problem with it. Now, number two, where are you at? Where is the Hickey panic meter? 1, no panic. 10, alert, alert, alert. Anthony Richardson. Anthony, social media quarterback Richardson. 1 to 10, where's the panic? Hold on, wait. Don't answer the question yet.
Sure.
Do, 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 do. Do 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 do. Bum ba dum bum 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 bum. I don't have any fear. I think Anthony Richardson's gonna be great. You're all a bunch of morons, and you want to kill him already. Shame on you. He's gonna be great. He's gonna be better than Peyton Manning.
I will not go there. I love my guy.
Jim Irsay knows what he's doing. He's a sane individual. Let's go, Colts. Let's go, Colts. Let's go, Colts. I-N-D-Y. Indy, Indy. We're the best. We're unbelievable. We're going to thrive.
You sound like the guy who sings the Colts song every week.
What's the... Oh.
This is our Colts.
Yeah.
This is our team. Mm-hmm. That's who that voice reminds me of number
This
one.
Is our team. We are the Colts. We're everyone's dream. Anthony Richardson, you're the best. I'm not take Kiki. I'm going to ace your test.
I don't hate it. I don't hate that.
Go,
I don't hate that. That is better than what we've heard on social media. That is for sure about the song. You know what? That's remix.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Call me White Rabbit with that ability.
My God.
Right out of the gate.
That's.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Let's go to the workshop on that one. White. Did you give yourself that nickname? Did you give yourself your own nickname?
Oh, my goodness. White Rabbit. Gracious. You've never seen 8 Mile?
I have. That's a ripoff of B Rabbit. He wasn't even a rapper. He was a friend. That's one put in the workshop. The rap was good. The name has
time
to
for you work. To rewatch the movie. Okay.
Two, to answer your question, 2 out of 10. I'm not worried. He's got to play. I'm not saying he's going to be good. He could suck.
Folks.
He has to play. Until he plays consistently, I can't make a determination.
I got to take a break, but can I just ask you one question?
Sure.
If we kept on being told about Anthony Richardson, when he plays, I've had this conversation with you going back to college now.
It's a problem. And that's
part
of the decision.
And you were originally out on Anthony. It's another thing. You were originally out on Anthony Richardson. Then the Colts draft him. And boom, you're
all
in. It
was more Shane Steichen. But yes.
He's
got to play. Look, I'm not telling you he's good. Right now, he's not played well. I think part of it is rust and just trying to get his feet under him. If he plays the rest of the season, does not get hurt.
Yeah.
And we're talking about this guy who's not getting better, who's still playing bad. Then my panic level will be a lot higher than it is right now.
Do you know the middle name of Anthony Richardson?
I have
the initial?
No idea.
Anthony B. Richardson. Anthony Bust Richardson. Oh, I just made that up. I don't know if he has a middle name of a B.
That was better than...
He is a Bust. Bust. Bust, 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 bust. Bust. Have fun. You're picking a new quarterback.
Jeez.
In a year or two
from
now.
You know what? Fine. Give me Arch Manning. Let's go. The Manning legacy in Indy continues.
What was that? Say that again. Oh, his middle name is Deshaun. Ooh, that's not a good sign.
Might be time for call up the government.
So we don't get fired. This is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll come on back in 5 minutes. Alrighty, rocking and rolling. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Pepsi has teamed up with the Los Angeles Rams and Puka Nacua to support a local restaurant, Casita del Campo, with a free community lunch hour and a $10,000 donation. And now joining us from the LA Rams is no other than Puka Nacua. Puka, I know it's been a while, but appreciate the time. How you been?
Man, I've been doing better. Life is good and feeling good.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. I've been very impressed with BYU, by the way. Jake and Kalani, they got the boys undefeated right now, 11th in the country. I know that's got to make you proud.
Yeah, everybody's looking great. Got to keep the streak rolling. They're playing good right now.
So obviously you're excited today because that 21-day window has been activated for you to return from injured reserve. Just kind of take me through your mindset right now and obviously what was a positive step for you today.
Yeah, it feels great to be like moving normal again and getting back to, I guess, what I love to do and trying to do every day. So it's been fun to be working with our training staff and to continue like getting healthy and then being able to feel like I can move right in my body.
Yeah, obviously there's a physical side to it. There's a mental side as well. In my conversations in the past, you're an extremely positive person, but how have you been doing mentally through such the exciting season a year ago, ready to go for this one, having to deal for some injuries, and unfortunately you've been on the sideline so far?
Yeah, injuries, I guess, like for anybody, is definitely was a tough setback, but I feel like trying to stay involved and especially having guys like Coop and people that I've built the relationships with, especially like in our rookie class, like guys like Steve Avila, even though like he was injured, but building those relationships and finding the ways to still connect with the guys in the locker room or around the facility, because that's what I also enjoy in football is like being able to have the relationships with all the different walks of life that you have. But I definitely say it was a huge part of my teammates being able to help keep me up and then trying to keep me involved as much as they could as well.
Yeah. Did you grow like tighter? I know you and Cooper Kupp have a good relationship. You guys, unfortunately, have both been out. So to be able to go through this together, not that it makes it easier, but does it kind of make it easier?
A little bit, yeah. Seeing guys like progress on their own give you confidence, seeing like everybody kind of like a healing room of like, man, when we're in the training room, everybody like come with an attitude like to improve and get better, because everybody wants to be out there on the field. Nobody wants to be laying down on the treatment tables while everybody else is playing football.
Puka Nacua here with us. We'll talk about the great work that you're doing with Pepsi in just a bit. So everyone wants to know, are you in play for Thursday against the Vikings, or is it probably more so next Sunday against Seattle?
I guess I'm not sure. My mindset has been one day at a time. I'm feeling good and feeling a lot better. Like we've been able to progress and feel definitely more confident. But one day at a time is, I guess, what I'm looking at. It's kind of weird. Yeah, I feel like I've been out. Yeah, it's looking at it like 6 or 7 weeks now. So it's like trying to come back and play football. There's so many nuances to it and trying to feel the environment way each and every guy moves. But one day at a time is where I'm at right now.
Yeah, what do you want to prove? Whether it's this Thursday or next Sunday, but what do you want to prove when you get back on the football field about Puka Nacua?
Sure, I want less, I guess, about myself, and then just like to prove what our team is capable of. I feel like we were able to get a big win this this past week against the Raiders at home, and we have an opportunity, obviously, in a quick turnaround to play at home again. But to gain the confidence that we needed, kind of coming off of our bye, and to gain the momentum headed into the back end of the season, and like just to be consistent. That's been one of the things that off of last year was I want to be consistent in every facet of the game, in the run game, in the pass game, but making sure when I get out there that there wasn't a beat missed.
Yeah, this team is 2-4 to start off the year. You know that. You guys were my Super Bowl pick before the season started, but now you know what happens. You start off the year 2-4. You have all the injuries. People jump off the bandwagon. Why should people still believe that this Rams team can turn it around the rest of the way?
I think it's pretty the only game that we had that was more than 7 points was the Arizona game, and being like, man, like most of these, like we're in nail biter games and we have the opportunity to come in and execute and be close. It's just, I guess the every game feels like it comes down to a third down conversion or trying to get a stop and stuff like that. So being able to play a complete game of four quarters and put it all together, is something I don't feel like we're very far from. So it's nice to feel like, man, like everybody's recognizing and taking the criticism to improve the right way. And I think that's a great first step in being able for us to improve and start winning these games.
Now, I saw a lot about the Rams today on social media, Puka Nacua. I saw Diana Rossini reported that the Rams had actually called multiple teams about potentially trading Cooper Kupp. When you hear something like that, how do you react to it?
I hope that's not true. That's somebody in our locker room, a captain, and especially like being able to say somebody like I've grown a brother relationship with, and being able to be around him and to learn about his family and to learn about who Coop is outside of football. But then also to watch somebody who's influenced our locker room and then especially influenced my game, and in such a positive way, and being hoping that it's a vital piece that we're able to keep here.
It would be disappointing, right, if you found out that he got traded, I would imagine.
Yeah, 100%.
And then to throw another one at you, because this was the other rumor going around social media, Settleman from Snapback Sports said the Vikings and Rams have been in serious trade talks for Matthew Stafford potentially getting dealt. Have you seen that one?
No, I'm not too, especially since being hurt, I'm not well versed in the social media scene. So now I feel like, man, you might send me into a deep dive into the social media world, which probably won't be too good. But yeah, just two veteran guys who are core to what we're trying to do here at the Rams organization. And that wouldn't feel great.
But you guys got a lot of good players when everyone's healthy. How about the start to Kyren Williams? You know, a touchdown in every game, man. He's been making me a lot of money this year with those anytime touchdown bets, Puka Nacua.
100%. Somebody like 2-3 is as consistent as can be and always getting ready to go downhill. And that's somebody I'm excited. Like when I get to go back and be like, man, when you block for that guy, you know, you get rewarded for sacrificing your body and be like, man, he's going to find his way to the end zone.
So I know giving back is very important to you. Tell me what you're doing with Pepsi to help the local community.
Yeah, family is a big thing for me, and especially community. Playing sports as a young kid, you realize that there are a lot of other people who are around, who support and are involved in the sports world. So Pepsi and Rams are teaming up. Again, I've had a chance to go visit this restaurant, Casita del Campo, down in Silver Lake. And it's a family-owned restaurant for over, I believe it's 60 years. And Robert is the owner of the restaurant and super high-energy guy. And, he had a big smile on his face and paintings and just a family-friendly environment over there. And we're getting to do an hour of free lunch from 12 to 1 on Friday at Casita del Campo. I'll be out there kind of interacting with fans. We'll get to try some of the food. Everybody get to come out. And the Rams and Pepsi will be like the first hour is free food. So hopefully everybody will pull up and come visit, get to hang out after the game and stuff like that. But enjoy some time at Casita del Campo and to help give back in the community of people who are supporting the Rams and then giving back to the community.
What's your biggest cheat meal, just wondering?
My cheat meal. I love cookies. My mom's chocolate chip cookies are to die for. At least I think so. So, but that's one that I go. But the meal I had there was steak picado, I believe. Steak is. I eat a lot of red meat. So that was my go-to over there.
The last thing I'll ask you, and I appreciate you doing this today. So last time we talked, we were at the Super Bowl, and you were talking about how, hey, you were just trying to make the team. And you couldn't even have believed what ended up happening, and it was still hitting you kind of in the moment. When was the time this offseason where maybe you were sitting back and you just said, wow, I can't believe this is life now for me, and what happened in year number one?
I guess it was time I got to spend with my family in the moment of being like, man, my family getting to be out here in California and experience some of the moments of just going out and then people are being like, man, like they'll stop and ask to take pictures or have a story of some fantasy football, or when they're like, oh, my son is one of your biggest fans, or to have like my family experience that like with me was exciting. It's still like unreal, I guess, to them, because they still imagine me as the fat little kid, the crybaby, I guess, of the family, sometimes they would say. But
yeah, those fantasy football owners are wondering Thursday or next Sunday. I'm sure you're probably getting that a lot in the streets these days.
Yeah, that 100%.
Well, Puka, we appreciate it. Once again, Pepsi is teaming up with the Los Angeles Rams and Puka Nacua to support a local restaurant, Casita del Campo, with a free community lunch hour and a $10,000 donation. Excellent, excellent stuff. Puka, always great to catch up. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you, Zach.
For your daily news brief, we get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
All righty, let's start it off with Cooper Kupp. Hey, Cooper Kupp, have you been hearing all these reports about you potentially getting traded?
Yeah, no, I'm aware of it, but at the end of the day, I mean, I'm going to be where my feet are. That's all I know. You know, I have a job to do here. You know, I take a lot of pride in giving everything I can for the guys in this building. And, you know, for 7.5 years, I've been an LA Ram, and I've taken that approach every single day. And, you know, whatever happens outside of that, you know, I got control what I can control. And right now that means being the best LA Ram that I can be.
And then let's hear from Matthew Stafford. Not only has there been Cooper Kupp rumors, there's also been Matthew Stafford trade rumors. So, Matthew, what do you got to say about that?
To be honest, we're pro athletes, we're pro, you know, professional football players. We've dealt with this kind of stuff before. I understand it comes with the territory. Don't put much into it because that's a disservice to, you know, what we got going on here. So don't worry too much about that stuff.
Have you ever found yourself in that, in those conversations?
I don't know. Maybe. You guys would have to fact check me on that. I'm not sure, to be honest with you. But if I was in there, I have forgotten about it.
How does a professional athlete keep that separate?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's a lot easier for us to do than it probably is for family members and all that kind of stuff, right? They're spending all day on their phone looking at that stuff. We're spending all day looking at film, trying to get ready for an opponent. So that part of it, you know, is it makes it easier for us.
Stu, do me a favor. Play me the first 10 seconds of Cooper Kupp again.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of it. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm going to be where my feet are.
Like, can I ask a question here? Don't they sound like the same person?
They sound like the exact same person.
Are we sure? One's Cooper Kupp and one's Matthew Stafford. On my sheet, it says Cooper Kupp is aware of the trade rumors. The other one says Matthew Stafford and Kupp and his trade rumors. It sounds like the same person. Play it.
Which one is this?
To be honest, we're pro athletes. We're pro, you know, professional
Stafford.
Football players.
Now play me Kupp.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of it. But at the end of the day, I mean,
they sound like the same person.
Yeah, it's
though.
Very close.
I just knew the second one was Stafford because of the fact that you just played it for me and the way that he started that off. That's a spinning image. That's creepy. I've never realized that. If in fact, someone could have labeled them wrong, you know, a tape op or something like that could happen. But man, if that's the way that both them sound addressing that, it's like the Spider-Man meme right there. But Puka Nacua, who I talked to yesterday, will play that conversation coming up for you in about 5 minutes. More trade rumors. How about Max Crosby? He was on his own podcast, The Rush with Max Podcast. Max Crosby on his comments and everything that is now being speculated with the trade rumors.
They've started a whole, like,
movement,
pandemonium, a whole a movement, like a revolution. And it's like, I'm sitting here innocently just doing what I do. Yep. And I feel like, you know, I got to, like, address it with my teammates. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not trying to leave. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I know it's a business. You know what I mean? I don't have 100% control, all that. But, like, I want to be here. I want to be silver and black. I'll say it loud and clear. I want to be a Raider. I've said that over and over and over again. I know at the end of the day, like, just seeing all the craziness, like, it's been insane. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even open my phone.
So, Stu, here's what jumps out to me about that. He goes, I want to be here, but I also know it's a business. That's kind of him saying, hey, I never said I don't want to be here, but if they trade me, it's somebody else's fault. Don't get mad at me. It's not my fault. So I'm not saying you could say he doesn't want to be there. But when you play it that way and you really want to be there, why would you even open up the door that you maybe won't be there? It's just the question that I kind of gathered from that.
That's fair.
Yeah. And I also saw, did you see this video of Stafford and Crosby after the game? Did you see that?
Yes, I look up to you type of thing.
Yeah, I looked up to you. I grew up watching you, and we all know where Stafford played most of his career, Detroit.
Yeah, he's from Michigan. He
you don't want to go back home?
Yeah.
You don't want to go to Detroit? Brad Holmes, get the deal done. Get the deal done. All right, Nick Sirianni and Saquon Barkley had a little conversation on the sideline about chasing his individual rushing record and get a career high. This was the exchange between the Eagles coach and the Eagles star running back.
You're 13 yards away from your career high. I would love for you to get that, but that's up to you. I'm going to take out all the starters if they don't score.
You good? Let them eat.
You sure?
Yeah, good.
You sure?
I promise.
I'll listen to me. I want you to do it if you want to do it.
So I'd rather see the young boys eat.
So I don't know about you, Stu, and maybe I'm looking too much into this, and I think it's a good move by Saquon Barkley right there. The head football coach really knows that Saquon Barkley is closing in a football game on his career high. Like, how many times does a coach afterwards, they have a record, he's like at the podium, I didn't even know that was possible. The analytics people that smart in Philadelphia where they're like, hey, coach, by the way, Saquon needs like whatever, 13 more yards to get that rushing high. Let me just go ask him. That to me was the fascinating part of that audio. So I didn't think that was something that Nick Sirianni would know in the middle of the game. But I guess the Giants think so much that you can do whatever you want so you can get all that information. All right, this is a little bit long and I want to get to it. So here is a conversation Antonio Brown had with Tom Brady. Listen up.
The older we get, we still stuck with our traumas for our kids and like seeking therapy and how to deal with traumas because, you know, we just human beings and a product of what we go through and how people treated us. So that's how I've been trying to do. Yeah. Trying to do some positive stuff. That's it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know, man. We're all dealing with something. Life is like, no matter who you are, we all have our stuff we're dealing with. You know,
it's never perfect, right?
And we're sons, and we had all our stuff growing up, and then things that happened in elementary school and high school, and they all shape who we are. And it's not all roses for everybody. And I know what you went through, you know, a lot as a kid. And, you know, your story through high school wasn't easy. You know what I mean? And you made a lot of great choices, and you made some things that were tough. But you know, hopefully you can overcome them. And you can,
yes, sir.
You know. Everyone wants to see him. You know, I just wanted you to succeed, man. I hope you always know that. I always wanted to see you succeed. That's all,
man. You helped me succeed, man. You came and got me in the dirt, champ. Helped me be a championship, man. Be a part of greatness. Witness you be just so great as a leader, man, as a person. So I never took any of those things for granted, man. You always special to me. No matter the emotions I tried to portray, man, I only got respect for you and everything you did for me, man. So I always, as a man, you know what I'm saying? I got nothing but the utmost respect for you and just asking for your forgiveness, man. You know what I mean? That's it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, look, what's happened in the past is in the past. So, you know, whatever. And hopefully I get to see you at some point and give you a hug.
I don't think Brady knew that he was getting recorded there, number one. Which just shows that Antonio Brown, even when he's trying to be remorseful, just does everything for clicks. And also, I know a lot of people like to give Brady crap. It shows you how good of a dude he is and why all his teammates rave about him. Antonio Brown was posting things about sleeping or trying to sleep with Giselle right after they broke up from their marriage, Brady and Giselle. If I was Tom Brady, I wouldn't give Antonio Brown a single second of my time. And Brady didn't even know he's recording, and he's having a genuine conversation with him. All right, last one quickly. High Heat with Christopher Mad Dog Russo on the MLB Network. Brian Cashman on the 15-year gap between winning pennants in the AL.
Give me your thoughts here. Finally getting back and winning a pennant after a 15-year. I don't want to say drought. That's not fair. But you understand what I'm saying with the gap. How about winning the pennant? How does that mean to you? Let me hear.
It means a lot. And I hate the 15-year thing because it doesn't. It completely forgets and discounts that some other organization cheated us when we were all the way in the end. You know, if you knew what was going on, I don't think they would be advancing at that during that time thing. I think we would have been advancing. So I hate that 15-year thing because I don't think it accurately reflects history.
Yeah, stupid for Cashman, by the way, to bring that up now. The Astros shouldn't be on your mind. Go win the championship, and then if you want to drag Houston, be my guest. But to do that now before you even win the championship and you're four wins away, thought it was a really bad look for Brian Cashman there. Puka Nacua, our conversation with him next. Update time first. Here's the Ackman, Rich Ackerman. There he is, Puka Nacua, joining us. We had that conversation with the Rams wide receiver last night. Wanted to play it for you right there. Appreciate him carving out some time with us on what was a very busy day in the Rams universe yesterday with trade rumors and reports from Diana Rossini about Cooper Kupp, then trade reports about Matthew Stafford with the Vikings and the Rams, and they play each other tomorrow evening from Jack Settleman of Snapback Sports. So it was very timely that we did have Puka Nacua booked for a little conversation to tape after the show yesterday. Now, you know, we put out some clips from that late last night because when you get stuff that's in the news, it's better to put it out than to just wait and wait and wait. And, you know, that interview has been already written about all over the place online. You know, we've had an issue with sourcing, Stu, this week. When I had that Jalen Watson report 10 hours before any other insider, and like Ian Rapoport then had my report 10 hours later, which is fine. I like Rap Sheet, but, you know, like, let's give Zach Gelb a little bone, a little credit. JPA Football, which is a big aggregator, you know, they got 298 298,000 followers. Trending. Rams star wide receiver Puka Nacua spoke on the Cooper Kupp trade rumors, saying he hopes the team doesn't move on from Kupp. He told Zach Gelbier. And on that link, it's a person named Zach Gelbier who lives in the UK, sports and food enthusiast, one-off NFL insider. And what's the soccer team you love?
Liverpool.
What's the one, C-O-Y, Coys?
Oh, come on, you Spurs. Tottenham. That's a Tottenham thing.
I guess he's a fan of them. I've seen that before.
That's unfortunate.
That guy, because this has happened before with JPA football when I've had things. So that's why I said a one-off NFL insider. He messaged me. He messaged me on Instagram, this guy. And he said, hey, you may recognize my name as the person getting tagged instead of you on Twitter. Thanks for giving me a small feeling of fame from the UK. Let me know if there's anything you'd like me to do to help you out. You do great content, by the way. Hashtag go Bills. So good on Zach Gelbier, our little sports talk radio show. It's a national show. Getting him some play on social media. Nice guy. I had a conversation with him today on social media. I said, you happen to have a good name. Appreciate you reaching out. And I think my name's better, but, you know, nothing's worse with a little Gelbier.
What I don't get is, like, your name's a shorter one. I could see if, like, Gelbier was your name and then they did Zach Gelbin stopped. Like, the fact that, I don't know. It just
doesn't make sense. So, Dove Kleiman is not a real person. And, he, like, that account already got sold. JPA Football, I have no clue. You know who's the best aggregator? MLF Football. I know he exists. I've had some conversations with him, some DMs. Good guy. And he always tags us appropriately. Whoever this JPA Football is, learn how to tag something correctly, you clowns. Clowns. No, they'll probably aggregate. Zach Gelbier, call this Zach Gelbier, call this clowns. I'm joking. I know you guys don't understand any kind of context with JPA Football.